I ain't that dirty.
Do they stink?
No.
How do you know?
They down here. Because you would have smelled it. You know, feet, funk rises.
Let me see. Put your foot up. Put your leg up. Let me see if your feet stink.
How would you know something stink? Oh, yeah, because you don't take showers.
I do take showers. Not often, but I do.
I don't like wasting water either. Oh, we said action? Or are we just hanging out right now?
Y'all was hanging out.
Oh, damn. Oh, this on camera.
I have a heart out, so.
Whatever. Let's get it. We already going. So, let us know what you got going on. Okay, so look, y'all. First off, I want to say this. Last episode, not even last, but the last encounter that we had was great. It was really lost. I'm sorry for confusing you. And I went to her show, Know For Sure Podcast Live. It's great. This is just me being real right now.
Okay.
It felt like an Oprah show. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't do all that.
No, like, Oprah is like.
No, but it was like people, like, I never seen so much engagement where people like listening and you asking, what did I say on episode 56? And I'm in there like, I don't give a damn. Like, I didn't listen to it. But, oh, but not like, but when you were saying that, I didn't know the answer, so I didn't give a damn. Not.
Marco,
I'm saying I didn't give a damn about.
You're my friend.
I'm saying, like, I didn't give a damn about, like, because you left us out for the people that didn't know. So okay, that was okay. For the people that, but it made me want to know.
It made you want to give a damn.
Yeah. Because it's like, damn, what is like.
What am this? I missing?
Yeah.
FOMO.
So it was like being in that crowd.
Is that going to stay up the whole time?
Who's that?
You're such an asshole. Don't play with me.
Oh, that's a baddie.
Is that going to stay up though?
Let's change it to something else.
I mean, it's beautiful, but I'm just saying, is it distracting?
You grew your hair out.
I did. I got a little baby ponytail now. Jesus Christ.
What's that?
I look good right there. Okay, keep going. You ain't got no more?
That's the girl. Please,
oh, boy. My gosh. Oh, that suit was so expensive.
And what? You take it back?
No, because when I be buying from the designer stores, they be watching my Instagram. I would if they didn't.
I'll do the same shit. Damn, did you resell it? Oh, just because, like...
No, but I'm going to wear it again.
Oh. I'll be wearing the same shit twice, too.
More than twice. Let's, next pick.
Okay, look, it's me and you.
I'm sorry. I wanted to look at pictures of myself. Oh, I hate that picture. Okay, go to the next one quickly. Don't zoom in. I'm like, I hate that picture. And you zoom in.
That's the beast mode I know.
Why this picture?
Go back, like, just go to the Know For Sure. Type in Know For Sure. This is my Know For Sure. Just type in the Know For Sure podcast and see. Let's see if the logo pop up on Google. Know For Sure podcast.
It doesn't matter. What do you want to talk about?
Damn, I'll say it like that. Honestly, like I said, me and you know each other. We have a great relationship.
Yeah.
But what make you like? Really want to talk to me and be with me, and I'm like, we just friends.
As far as this show?
Like, you want to fuck with me.
Can you ask the question in a different way?
You want to go out to eat, and I'm like, I don't know about that. It's kind of personal.
When did I ask you to go out to eat, Marco? Intimately.
Manifesting?
We can go out to eat. You want to go tonight? I might go to Nobu. You want to come? Have you ever been to Nobu?
What's that?
It's like a sushi spot. They just made one in Atlanta. Built one in Atlanta. Opened one in Atlanta. Jesus, Raylan.
No, I might be busy.
You have nothing to do, Marco. Nothing. You're more than welcome to come. Dinner on me.
I'll be there.
Oh, now you can come.
Do you pay for dinner for me? 50-50, let's talk about it. How do you feel about it?
I have before.
So with the dating, I feel like, let's just get your thoughts. A guy takes a girl out 5 times. He didn't pay for everything. Is that a red flag for him to leave a girl alone if she's not offered to pay anything?
No.
5 times and she ain't spent no money. He didn't took care of valet, he didn't took care of tips.
As he should.
But I know 5 times.
Five times.
and she can't do
5 times. You don't even know that person. 5 times is not a lot.
But is it about knowing somebody or just the privilege of being thankful?
You can say thank you. Thank you is being thankful. I don't have to pay to be thankful. I can just say thank you. Words of affirmation, that's a love language. I can affirm you verbally.
Mm-hmm. That's a big word.
What? Verbally or affirmation?
Affirm you.
Affirm.
Yeah. It's too big. I don't use big words around here. Sounds of disrespect.
Marco, you know what affirm means.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
What's your love language?
Love language.
Do you know the 5 love languages?
Communication, talking on the phone. We gotta talk.
That's not a love language. That's childish. You trying to cake all night and just stay on the phone with a girl?
No.
You one of them dudes that be like, what you doing? Where you at?
Maybe.
That what you doing? Don't what you doing me to death. Mm-hmm. No.
So how can a person get you if you can look in the camera and tell your future man what he gonna have to do?
And I'm which camera is on?
This middle.
Be a man of God.
All right, the list of things. Man of God is easy because I know a homeless dude right now that loves Jesus and he go to church.
No. Don't believe it.
What, a homeless dude that go to church?
I don't believe what you're saying.
Tell the world.
Man of God, financially stable, purpose driven, handsome, preferably no kids, but I'll be a stepmom if I have to be. All the other things on the list are checked. Purpose driven and man of God are number 2, the first 2 on the list. But like, not just religious, like you have a relationship with God. Like you can lead me because you're being led by him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have a relationship with God or you just believe in God?
I have a relationship with him.
What's your definition of relationship?
My definition of relationship is form of belief, form of communication, in existence, and pet peeves.
You're so cute, Marco.
Thank you.
Aww.
I'll be putting that shit on.
No, that's not why I said you were cute. You definitely don't be putting that shit on. I'm saying like it's like your personality. Yeah. It's the innocence to it.
That's why I think girls like me. Because of my personality.
You're handsome too. You have a really nice smile.
You handsome too.
Jesus. Compliment me with another word outside of handsome.
You all right?
Because is there any other word you could use to compliment me?
If I could describe you in one word, it would be fantastic.
Okay.
4 though.
Marco.
Yeah. Fantastic 4. So, with you being on stand-up, what do you feel like the hardest part is? Mm-hmm. And everything hard, but what do you be like, this is the challenge I want to take, but I want to change it?
This is the challenge I want to take, but I want
to
change it.
Because sometimes certain shit don't have to be hard. You can make it easy, but you can be like, fuck the easy. I know it's
challenge
hard.
Myself. Just getting on the stage in general.
Yeah.
Your question is so confusing. I was trying to answer it, but I don't know if I understand.
I feel like when you're on stage,
asking.
It feel like a roasted chicken. You just up there, just lights on you.
Hot.
Yeah.
Like a hot dog in 7-Eleven, just spinning around.
That's how you see me?
No.
Oh.
That's not how I see you.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say this, though. That means everybody want me.
You know, what?
Because people see
I don't want no hot dog. I said, nobody wants those. Those are actually not that desirable.
That's another big one.
And I'm a vegetarian. I haven't had
it. Oh, me too.
You're lying.
I am. What we eat, Scope?
Vegetarian food.
We eat vegetarian food.
You're a liar. How long have you been vegetarian?
2 years.
And you talking about you got a relationship with God.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with God. He put that food down here for us.
I'm talking about you lying.
No. Yeah, he made lies for us to lie. What else you think made the God lies?
God did not make lies.
He did.
Lies are the absence of truth. God be true.
God didn't lie sometimes.
No.
He told the devil, said, I'll be right back.
No. You're sick.
They had a conversation. He's like, I'm going to be right back.
Don't put stuff in God's mouth. That is nowhere in the word. Stop.
Okay.
Back to what we were talking about. You're not a vegetarian, number one. Stop lying on your show.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know you're lying.
I know. These are a lot of, I didn't lie about that. Fool. You a fool.
You are sick. You know who almost came with me today? Desi. I was going to bring him.
Why you coming?
He said he got something else to do.
Oh, he don't fuck with me.
He loves you.
Not like you love me.
That's
you don't ever text back. Every time I call you, say what's up.
Cause you always FaceTime me, and you don't be wanting nothing, Marco. You don't.
Just shooting my shot.
And I always, do I not respond? I call you back. I called you back the other day.
And then you be like, what's up? And then you do this, like, what's up?
I'm so sorry. Do I really do that to you?
Like,
I did not. I have never done. I've never done this in my life to anyone.
You see how good you did it? That's just how you did it.
I've never done this in my life. I don't ever do that. Don't do that. Marco, don't. I love you so much.
I'm gonna cry.
No, you're not. Okay, cry. Let it out. Black men need to cry more. Is that the same outfit you had on our last interview?
No, this is Tom. This I got this from Steve Harvey. He supported me. He was like, yo, I see you wear suits. I like
okay.
that.
Okay, think about what you're saying. You don't have to lie to me.
Okay, I got it from the Goodwill.
Thank you. Thank you. See how easy that was? That was so easy. You got to go down a whole rabbit hole of lies. You started at Steve Harvey and he said a whole lie.
I just didn't want to put you in my business.
About you going to Goodwill?
Yeah.
It's okay.
You go there too?
I do not.
Oh.
But it's okay. Anybody that go to Goodwill, that's fine.
I'm a Goodwill community coming now.
Right. Because you wanted to lie. Well, I don't shop there. So whatever y'all want to say. Y'all can go ahead. Cancel me, okay? I do not.
Let me fight demons.
Stop. Don't say that.
I was rapping Rod Wave.
Oh. Jesus. I thought you were having a moment. Rod Wave has me blocked. I didn't even do anything to him. I don't even know him.
Can you send him a message? Right now, you looking at this Rod Wave with your girl?
I highly doubt he is.
All right, Rod Wave watching this. Can you send him a minute? Yo, what it up, yo? It's your boy, Funny Marco. I'm here with...
B. Simone.
The one only. And Rod Wave, why you block her?
I don't know why I'm blocked. I love his music.
She love your music, man. Unblock my girl.
I clicked his page one day and...
Unblock my lady, bro. It's my lady. It's my girl.
All right, Marco.
Don't do that.
Don't. Please don't.
Yeah. They gonna believe it.
I'm single. Do you have any guys that I could possibly date? No.
Parker?
No one in here.
Parker, come here. Yeah. Yeah. He tall too.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to date like any guys that are...
Can you tell her why she should date you? If you don't mind like staying on.
Actually, she can't date me. We Gucci. You the homie now.
Why can't I date you?
Cause
you're not his type, I guess.
We rep you.
Let him talk.
We rep you at UTA. We helping you.
Oh, you work for UTA.
Don't say
oh.
you're helping her like that. Like she just.
He works for my agency, so we couldn't. Yeah. What is it? Fraternize?
We can't fraternize, no. We could be homies though.
So you got somebody for her though?
Yeah, I got people for you.
Who?
How many people you need? Damn.
Yeah. How many
I need
you
options.
Need? You said you a roster type. You got a starting five.
Hey, how about you just start settling?
You got crystals in your house?
No, I have a Bible.
Oh. So you might
my grandma settled. She a Christian.
Marco.
What you like? What kind of nigga you like? You like fat, skinny, tall, like white? You seem like you like white boys.
I never dated a white boy. Should I try?
What you think about that? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Cinco, bro, come up here.
Cinco. Too.
Who's Cinco?
You like fashion, dudes? Come on.
Yeah, try.
Fashion? Yeah.
You like fashion?
You can dress, right?
We're going to rotate. Cinco's going to try.
Not rotate.
No, I'm saying.
Like,
I like this. Marco, this could be a show. Yeah. You could just bring guys in and I could do a speed
and dating. If you don't like them, just do that. Come on, talk to
okay.
me.
Okay, already.
No, no, talk to her. She don't see that shit.
You said if I don't like them,
give
do
him
this.
Give him a chance, though.
But
can I talk? Ask me anything. Just start with anything.
I don't want to know anything.
You sure? I know how to fight. Yo, exes, they can't fuck with me.
Keep going, bro.
Right, so, you said if I don't want.
Okay, one thing about you said about your podcast is always keep going. Even when you run into a big wall, it's always a plan behind. Hold on, wait. Okay, right there. You said on your podcast, keep going.
I've never said.
And you're going to run into bumpy roads, and guess what you're going to do? You're going to get over it.
This is not a bumpy road. This is a stop sign. This is a dead end.
Oh.
Keep going, bro.
So I was just saying.
Tell her about you.
I'm Christian. Go to church. And I can fight. I'm funny too. And I work hard.
Tell a joke.
Oh, gotcha. Why couldn't the frog get across the road?
Marco.
Hold on. Let me restate that. How did the frog get across the road?
Marco.
Just answer the question. How you think he got across the road?
He hopped.
No. He got towed. Did
it? I told you. That's so funny.
That was a good one.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, that was funny.
Can we rotate again?
Martin, come over here. He got to. Wow. You didn't get it?
So I get it. It's not funny to me.
Oh. This is Martin.
How you doing?
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You're kind of handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell her about yourself.
I'm a stylist. I'm an athlete.
What sports do you play?
I play basketball. Yeah.
Are you the one that dribbles the ball down or you do the layup?
I do both. Yeah.
That's you go to church too?
Yeah, I go to church too.
Are you Christian?
Yeah.
You believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
You believe he died for your sins?
Yeah.
John 3:16, go.
Yeah.
Yep again.
Yep again.
Marco, be quiet. Okay. Do you know John 3:16?
No. I don't know John 3:16. Can you enlighten me what it is?
Not touch my body in the middle of the gospel.
What's your favorite scripture?
You know what? You're not her type. Come over here.
I am. See, you did this to me.
I haven't done that to him yet.
Here, come here. Take the headset off. This is the one right here.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. I don't.
I don't like touching people's hands.
All right, two of them.
Thank you.
No, this is her type right here. Come on.
He kind of cute.
Huh?
I like chocolate dudes.
Feel me? How you doing? Scope, nice to meet you.
You got nice skin.
Appreciate it.
Are you African?
Exactly.
What kind of African?
West African.
From where?
Gambia. The Gambia. Whoa.
No, you don't see that.
No. I'm from Ghana.
Tell her what kind of car you drive. Tell where your car at right now.
In the garage?
It's in the shop, right?
Yeah, it's in the shop.
It's getting fixed. You got
it. What happened to your car?
That's one. You know, running from the police. I can't say that. Damn.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Well, I see now, like, you're very, I just feel like you should start settling. Like, you just turned down almost half of the damn show.
I turned down two out of three. That's not a lot of people. I'm allowed to do this. You said, if I don't like them, do this. And when I did this, no. Well, don't give me this rule if we can't abide by it.
Another big word, being disrespectful to me.
Marco, you need to start learning more words then. I've only used three words. Same. Affirm, abide.
I guess how many times you disrespected me? Two.
I'm sorry. Are you single? You about to answer that? We're in the middle of an interview.
Hello?
Oh. What time do you get done recording?
I'm right now.
Who is that?
I'm interviewing and she said I shouldn't pick up for you, so I gotta hang up. What you gotta say to her, Melian?
Like
she said I need to hang up on you.
No.
What's a kid? That's crazy. That's rude of you.
Okay, it's we'll kids. Call you back, baby girl.
Say something to her.
Well, bye, baby.
Bye. See, she got a little attitude too. Bye. Talking about by Dane. Who was it?
I was adopted a kid.
You're lying again.
Oh, damn, you got me. That's my kid.
Your kid cannot talk yet.
I got a voice box on it.
Oh, my God. She bad as hell. Well, by Dane.
Yeah, that is crazy. She didn't say it to me, though.
Right. She said it to me.
Yeah.
And you let it happen.
I did. That means I'm wrong. But no, for sure. I can say I do want to know before we go. I want to say, and you can help others. I want to give you a props on rebranding for good. You rebrand yourself a lot, and how you do it. And rebranding, as in like everybody to get to the next level, you got to do new things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 50 Cent. He started off being gangster videos. Now he's at Star. Now he has Star. Now he at Vitamin Water. And you forget to look at him as that. So what can you share with what?
No, finish.
Maybe I'm rewording it wrong.
Yeah, a little. It's a little.
I mean, when you think of 50 Cent, you don't think of the person that got shot 9 times in the hood. See him as a businessman.
What do you think when you think of B. Simone? Think before you speak, Marco. Just think.
I say. It's so many words that came through, but I'm trying to sum it up. But am I saying right? Brilliant.
That was sweet. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're brilliant too, because you're a child of God.
Yeah. But no, you did this. You do a lot of stuff, like, to just be you. It's only one of you. You can't compare you to nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Lil' Kim, but. It's besides the point.
You cannot compare me to Lil' Kim.
You're right. Foxy Brown.
Jesus.
All right.
Do you know what I do?
Sell hair?
Marco.
You're a wildin' out girl. You wow.
I'm a comedian, Marco. A stand-up comedian.
I wouldn't label you a comedian. Fuck no. You are, like, you're far from that. If I can compare you to somebody that I know... It would be, who was the girl that Steve Harvey dated on the show? On that Steve Harvey show. Do I know her name? Up to Steve Harvey show. Regina King.
I don't know Regina.
Up Steve Harvey.
I don't remember that.
Was Sage the Entertainer?
I know, what show?
You never watched that.
I was 8. I did watch it, but I don't remember Regina.
I'd just say you all over. I wouldn't say a comedian. Like, you all over business.
I'm like all over trend, the place. Yeah. Or I'm
no,
like,
but you're all over. Like, you're doing a lot. Like,
you're saying it like I'm doing too much. You're proud of me.
No, I'm not saying it. Are we with God right now? Because I'm talking nice and you're taking it to another level.
Okay.
So when I say that before we go, you do a lot, as in you be you and you're relevant in your own way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the fact that the only thing that I'm waiting to see is the movie star. That's it. Like your big movie role. That's it. You did everything else.
Thank you, Marco.
Yeah.
I want to do a stand-up special.
Because damn, a girl, we haven't had that right now, right? With our...
generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
And you got a lot to talk about. That's the good thing. So we want to hear your side to a lot of stuff because you got so many viral moments.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got to paint your picture before you want it. That was dope. I just made that up.
And I don't understand it.
So basically people want their picture, but what's on the picture because you ain't painted shit. So everything you do is a swipe. And then you can be like, that's my shit now.
If you have a quote and you have to explain it, you should probably reword the quote. You shouldn't have to explain quotes. They should just be self-explanatory. You get what I'm saying?
I just want to end it now.
The interview?
Yes.
We don't have to.
You going to say action?
Let me see.
She got a red eye.
Oh, I actually do have to go.
Never mind. We're going to chill now. For a year. And if you walk off on me, I'm going to let the people know you walked off on my show.
Okay, I'm not going to walk off.
All right, we going all night then.
Oh, my goodness, Marco. Don't answer that.
I might get on Snapchat. You chilling.
You get manicures? Your nails look good.
Thank you. You want to see my feet?
I do not. I don't. Please, I do not want to see them.
They look good. See? You trying to find it? Look. It's crazy. Got them done too. Just got dirty socks over them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside.
Don't do that, Marco. What? Jesus Christ.
What?
Have some couth.
I get coochie. Trying to get this stuff off of it. Should probably shake this one off.
No. If you shake that one off, I will walk off. I will.
All right. She bad.
Who was that?
That's her.
That's me. Is he saying that doesn't look like me?
Nah, that's... When he said who's that, he meant like, who the bad is. Like, who's that? Like, who's bad? Michael Jackson? Who's that?
I just saw Michael Jackson on Broadway. It was phenomenal.
Are you okay?
Not the real Michael Jackson.
You know I'm going to take that clip and make it seem like you said that. I'm gonna get you okay and have a moment where you're sitting like that.
You are
idiot. I'm like, God, just be so honest.
Woo! I love you, girl.
She is.
I was skinny that day.
You still skinny.
I know, but that day I was really like lean.
So I know you got a red eye. You gotta go.
I did not have a red eye.
All right, y'all. So she gotta fly out.
I have to fly out.
In the tours. Can you, you got the dates right now? Some dates? Where are you coming?
Yeah, they're on my page. Just go to my
Can
Instagram.
Can you pop it up? Can you pop up the dates?
They're pinned on my Instagram profile.
Tickets in the bio?
Yep, link in bio. Officialbsimone.com.
And I want y'all to do it. I want y'all to record the set and send it to me. And I'm going to send it to the other
people. You're not. You are not doing that. Don't listen to him, y'all.
Yeah, don't record it. All right, y'all. This is a wrap. Make y'all a round of applause, a real one, for the one and only Queen Latifah.
Stop playing with me.
And cut.